on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, dirty windows on NJ Transit rail cars that passengers can't see out of has been a long-time problem that is finally getting fixed.
The decision we've made is to now replace all 13,000 windows, not in 6 years or 8 years as was originally thought of, but within 3 years.
That's NJ Transit President and CEO Chris Kaluri. He says by April 2028, all 13,000 windows on the agency's multi-level rail cars in service will be replaced. The project is costing about $19 million. New Jersey City University and Kane University are merging together. City universities had some financial issues, resulting in a state monitor being appointed. Yesterday, the university's Board of Trustees voted to accept Kane University's merger proposal. Governor Murphy and New Jersey Secretary of Higher Education Brian Bridges issued a joint statement saying city university officials have been collaborating toward a future that sustains a strong public four-year option in Jersey City and Hudson County. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin is making clear that DEI-related initiatives will remain in New Jersey schools despite pushback at the federal level.
Plotkin has once more teamed up with other attorneys general to counter an executive action from the Trump administration, joining 15 other Democratic state AGs and issuing guidance to schools of all levels regarding diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility initiatives. The guidance is in response to a slew of White House policies targeting DEI in education. In New Jersey schools, state law gives DEI a prominent place. The guidance asserts that, in effect, the current actions from the executive branch do nothing to those state laws. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Communities across the Garden State continue to clean up following yesterday's wave of high winds and storms that left power outages in numerous communities. Heavy flooding and storm damage were reported in several cities, and a tree fell on a house in Hillside, but there were no injuries. Firefighters managed to put out a brush fire caused by strong winds in Jackson. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. A cold front is racing through. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're cooling down today, but I wouldn't call it an Arctic blast. Yeah, it's windy again, and temperatures will trend below normal through the weekend, but not dramatically so. I'm even leaving out the mention of biting wind chills in my forecast, so there. So it's going to stay gusty tonight, clearing skies, chilly temperatures, lows fall to around 30, and still pretty blustery tomorrow. But it will be sunny and seasonable as highs reach the upper 40s. There's a chance of a sprinkle or flurry early Saturday, and then clouds give way to sun. It'll still be breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Sunday looking partly sunny, quiet, and cool, highs again mid-40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Morristown 49, Ewing 48, and Turnersville also 48. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.